It's the Pardon. Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
It is the Flashback on a Tuesday. And if you were with us an hour and 26 minutes ago when we started the show, right beforehand, I heard on the loudspeakers just as we were getting ready, and it's like, man, I didn't know we played that. Ooh, I'm glad we played that. I love it. Hank FM is so cool. It even gets us, and that's serious. And it just set the tone for today.
Yeah. So much variety.
To the year, not 82, but
1981.
And yeah, there's a story behind how we started the show.
Just call me angel.
Yeah, man.
This is so perfect because I didn't even know that you heard this before you walked in and then kissed your angel of the morning.
It was
next door.
Such a veritable touch on the cheek, as the song eloquently says and states and sings.
Which is a little creepy.
It's so creepy. Yeah. But it's early 80s creepy, and that's okay for some reason. 1981, that was Juice Newton of Queen of Hearts fame. And really, her peak was in the early 80s career-wise. Had a really cool name. We dove into that in the past before. But Juice Newton's version in 1981 was by far the most successful, but there were many before it, actually. It was written by Chip Taylor way back in 1967. By the way, Chip Taylor is the random fact. Oh, man.
6-7!
Thank you.
Chip did it, not me.
I hate the song now. No. He's the random, fun fact, brother of John Voight, actor. Anyway.
Angelina Jolie's uncle.
There it is. Which, by the way, this song was later used for Girl Interrupted, which starred Angelina Jolie.
Where?
6-7.
6-7.
It's everything. Anyway, Chip says he wrote the thing after he heard the Rolling Stones song Ruby Tuesday on the car radio. He said, I wanted to capture that kind of passion. So at first he shipped it to Connie Francis, who said, that's way too risque and I'm not touching it.
Oh, boy.
And it made its way through. 1968 was actually its first big heyday, and it was very 68 version. I mean, it's like, are you happy? Are you not?
Nobody
Everything
knows.
Everything was this. That was Merrily Rush. It was a top tenor for her on the pop chart, and it earned her a Grammy nomination. But it was a Juice Newton's that was by far and away the most successful. It hit number one on the AC chart, number two on the pop chart. It was a number 15 on the rock chart.
Whoa.
And it was a top 20 on the country charts as well. Earned her a Grammy nomination. And it topped out, let's see, number four on the Billboard Hot 100 of that year.
Atta girl.
81.
Juicy.
So let's revisit how we started the show and feel the love. Change Road Course, Sergeant.
There'll be no stream.